Welcome to New American Radio, a series exploring new territories for the art of radio.
In its 10 years as a weekly national series from 1987 to 1998, New American Radio commissioned and distributed over 300 original works. Conceptual new drama, associational documentary, language explorations, sonic meditations, environmental compositions, musical explorations, and works that pioneer new dimensions in acoustic space. Wave Farm is thrilled to partner with New American Radio to ensure these works remain available to listeners today and into the future. New American Radio was organized by Helen Thorington, executive producer, and Regina Beyer, associate producer. A special thanks to both Helen Thorington and Joanne Green for their generous support and collaboration in this partnership. Up next is Natchez to New York by Aluk Dara. Thank you for listening.
Well, you know, I always had the utmost respect for both of them, for Neville and Diana. They got slightly different lifestyles now, but they're both good people. Well, Neville hangs out at the juke joints quite a bit, and it bothers Diana. He's either over there at the juke joint or there over there at the house, and sometimes they clash with her Siddity friends, who are also very nice people, but different. Not quite as down home as most of the folks around here. Neville had seemed to have some reservations about her trying out for the Metropolitan Opera House in New York, that is. I don't know why, but I think he had some problems with Diana going for it. Now, if you look at her, you know she was made for opera. She's big woman, I mean, voluptuous, full figure and full face. You know she can belt out a note, just perfect for it. They never really out and out fought. Every once in a while, though, they would sing. And when they sang, boy, sometimes their singing would be worse than any fight, except it sounded better. Don't throw nobody in the pan. Maybe if they move out together, and I heard they was going to New York, that might bind them a little. I'm gonna take you and this blues around the world.
Hey, baby. I brought Big John home with me.
See, Sandra, this is exactly what I was talking about. Neville has no regard for my time, especially not my rehearsal schedule.
Hey there, Sandra. Looks like you're putting on a little weight in all the right places. Meet my buddy, Big John.
Good evening, ladies.
Neville, Sandra and I are in the midst of my preparations for my auditions in New York.
Forget about New York, baby. Listen up. Now, Big John and I, we're working on a tune here. John, come on out on the porch so we can see how far we've gotten here. Okay. Thank you. John, let's get this one. This is a new tune I tell you about.
This is a new one you were talking about, Junior?
Yeah, Sugar Shack.
I hear you. Sounds sweet.
Just like the shack. When that meal is over, gonna put on my brand new shoes, gonna walk on down to the Sugar Shack, where the women so nice and sweet and the music is bluesy. Sweet, sweet and bluesy down at the Sugar Shack. The Sugar Shack. The Sugar Shack. The Sugar Shack. Sing that song, boy. Been down in a while, but I remember a lot of good things.
Take you down in the night, Big John.
All right, you got it. BYOBB.
That's right. Well, we sing this song, we drink free. Where?
Down at the Sugar Shack. Sugar Shack. Sugar Shack.
About a half a mile down the road, you hear the joint jumping from the other side of town. Big John.
Hey, hey.
Ain't nobody seen you around.
Well, I've been ducking out a little bit from this cold, man, you know. But I'll be coming back out soon.
Well, it's about time for us to get a little sweetness in our life.
I know what you mean, brother, man.
Go on down to the Sugar Shack.
Sugar Shack?
Yeah.
I'll meet you down there.
Sugar Shack.
The Sugar Shack.
I'm gonna play a little bass. You play the. He's gonna play a little bit. I'm gonna play the bass for you.
Okay, man. Sugar shack.
Yeah, let me get a little bit of this guitar stuff here.
Talking about down at the sugar
shack.
I know what you mean. All kinds
down
of sweetness.
At the sugar shack. Down at the sugar shack.
Talk to him, boy. Sugar, 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 sugar.
This tune sounds better when you join in, Diana. Now, what's the matter? You forgot how to sing the blues?
Neville, the blues is not my thing. My voice is better suited for the opera.
Look, don't put on airs with me, Diana. You were singing the blues when I met you. Now, matter of fact, you had the biggest mouth I heard down at the Sugar Shack.
The Sugar Shack? My God, Neville, that was years ago.
Well, it's a good thing I still remember, because all this opera business is getting on my nerve.
Neville, look here. Maybe I'd best be starting home.
No, John. Come on, stay with me now. We got lots more work to do.
Well, I'm going to say goodnight now. This night air is not good for my throat.
I got something good for your throat there, honey. Look, we won't be too long out here.
Mm-hmm. Take your time, Neville. Look, Sandra, I want to practice this aria. It's really been giving me a lot of trouble.
That's a good idea. Listen, Diana, if you want to really practice and you want some privacy, you know what I mean. You can come on up to my house anytime. Good night, Mr. John.
Excuse me. The name is Horton, ma'am. Big John Horton. See, look here, man. How'd you two get together? You seem as different as up and down.
Well, John, sometimes I ask myself that same question, you know? That same old question. But we're both born and raised right here in Natchez. Though Diana acts like she's Guillotine Price or somebody. She can sing a mean blues when she puts her mind to it, see? She's always singing that opera. Figaro, Figaro, Piccolo, Piccolo. I'll stay down in the alleyway, running with the loose women. I like my country blue. Hey, play that piece I like, Big John.
What you mean, whiskey drinking woman?
No. When it go, I asked my baby for a nickel. She gave me a pocket full of $100 bills.
Okay. Asked my baby for a nickel. And she gave me a pocket full of $100 bills. Asked my baby for some whiskey. And she gave me a whiskey still. Asked my baby for a nickel. And she gave me a pocket full of $100 bills. Asked my baby for a nickel, and she gave me a pocket full of $100 bills. Asked my baby for some whiskey, and she gave me a hard whiskey still.
Woman, Diana, please. Look, you gotta send Madam Butterfly back on the bed. What's left to eat in there? I can't stand no opera on no empty stomach.
Look, Neville, I must have my voice in top condition. My agent called and everything is set for my engagement at the Met.
Let's get ready for bed. Diana, let's get ready for bed. We can make some of our music. Let's make some music right on in this big old bed.
Neville, can't you ever be serious? My career is very important to me.
Your career is doing fine. So is mine. And we both have plenty to keep us busy. Now it's time to settle right down now. Let's settle down. Sing something for me.
Well, how about the movement I was just working on?
No. Let me see. Something real pretty. Sing Summertime for me, baby.
Summertime and the living is easy. Fish are jumping and the cotton is high. Answer the telephone. Neville? Neville, dear, please get the telephone.
It's 6 o'clock in the morning. Hello? Oh yeah, it's my agent in Paris. He got the time mixed up again. Yeah, man. Take care of everything, all the arrangements and everything. Yeah, just send everything in writing. In English.
Oh, how about some breakfast?
You must be reading my mind, baby.
What does Jean-Paul have to say?
You know, things are working out as planned. We got 6 weeks in Europe. We're going to stop in Paris, Bologna, Nice, Milan.
I don't know. I'm still worried. There's going to be a lot of competition out there, Neville. Here we're big fish in a small pond.
Fish don't have nothing to do with it. I played enough for juke joints, you know. If I'm as good as they say I am, why shouldn't I have some first-class gigs?
I just hope New York doesn't eat us up alive.
Look, sweet girl, stop all that worrying and concentrate on my breakfast. Look here, after I eat, I think I run down to the sugar shack.
At this hour?
Yeah, baby. And this is when the guys get the second win, huh? See you later, baby.
Well, look what the wind blew in here.
Hey, I see the sun can't stop this party, huh?
How you doing, Neville? Why don't you sit in on this song with us? We're gonna do I'm a Dirty, Dirty, Low-Down Dog.
Mm-hmm.
What's this I hear? About you, leaving town?
You gonna come in here bugging me? I told you, no rumors. You don't come up here with no rumors, you know. I'm trying to work out this left hand on the piano and play this harmonica because Jimmy got fired last night, so I got to do the whole thing by myself. You looking good? What you been doing, baby?
Thinking about you. Thinking about me. Thinking about us.
Don't get serious, homie. You know, don't get serious. Look, you know I got the old lady. You've been knowing her for 20 years. You know, I don't think I'm going to leave this town anyway. I got a good job. You know, why should I leave here?
That's just what I've been thinking. Why should you leave here?
You know, baby, I'll never leave you. Just because I'm going to New York don't mean I won't see you. Yeah, I gotta go. You gonna be out here tonight?
Maybe.
Okay, I'll see you later.
Neville, let me ask you something.
What is it, sugar baby?
What are we gonna do without you? What am I gonna do without you?
But I hear you coming. That's it. I'm too new, y'all. That's it.
So, anyway, finally came the time when, like musicians, they both ended up leaving. They had to go and, I don't know, try and see what the world had in store for them or something. I don't know. But they were leaving for good. They just, you know, decided that they had to move on in greener pastures, at least bigger pastures than Mississippi. And as friends to both of them, I felt it was my obligation to at least have a little something for them. I was really going to miss both of them, so I didn't quite know how to say goodbye to each of them separately. So I figured a party with a room full of people would be the best way.
Here I am. I'm looking for my telegram. I don't wanna see. I've been ready. I wanna see.
What you wanna see, boy?
My itinerary. Said Natchez.
Natchez.
To New York.
Oh, up on to New York, well, that's a long way to be going.
Natchez.
Hope you packed the lunch.
To New York.
Hey.
I want to read.
I don't even got any long hair. You know, I've really been in some long hair lately.
Well,
somebody can get lost in. You know, when I go to stroking.
Well, I'll order you a whole box of wigs to take to him.
Well,
I got my ticket.
You got your ticket, boy?
Yeah.
Where you going? Oh, you going? Oh, wait a minute now. That's
right. What does it say? To New York. What did it say?
Natchez.
To New York.
Natchez.
Natchez. To New York. I may just take my time to. I might take a train.
Natchez. To New York. Woo-hoo! 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 Hey, man, check out all the girls on the train show, railroad tracks. Waving their bonnets and things. Like they ain't never gonna see us.
You just heard Natchez to New York by Aluk Dara, broadcast by New American Radio.